wholesale pricing.
It's a nation gone wild. There's one victim who says that she was stomped on at a Rand Paul support rally. Wow. What do you think that's all about? In the meantime, Meg Whitman, some say, she is talking out of both sides of her mouth, the California gubernatorial candidate. I say Jerry Brown, the once lame two-time governor of California, is trying to do what he can to make sure that Whitman, with all her big bucks that she spent on this election, doesn't get too close for comfort. She may be sunk, however, because of the Latino vote. Now that they're saying in an ad that she's actually against any kind of immigration, what's that about? In fact, she's saying she stood up against Arizona's immigration law in a Spanish language ad, but then others say she supported the state's right to it. It's the same old dirty pool, whether it's Democrat or Republican, and depending on the place that we're talking about, this is what you call stretch time, whatever you have to do to get elected. How far will you go? And boy, are they going far. All right, we're going to get you up to date on things like attack ads as we rifle through a few things, including what the Secretary of Education thinks about bullying and students and how they really shouldn't coexist. Also, what Janet Napolitano feels is happening when it comes to terror acts. I think she's kind of behind the eight ball on this one. I'm going to let you hear specifically what she said in a speech recently that shows, wait, we are way ahead of you, Janet, and why she really shouldn't be the Secretary of Homeland Security. But that's old news. We all agree on that. And then, of course, Indonesia, what's happening there with the tsunami, 7.7 on the Richter scale earthquake, terrible stuff. PJ Crowley from the State Department. So let's jump right into this. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Howdy, America. Here's what's happening in your own backyard. I mentioned the deal with Meg Whitman. She's in a tight race, although Jerry Brown in the latest polls is slightly ahead. As I mentioned, he is a two-term governor from the 70s who wants the office this time around. He's got a lot of Latino people supporting him, and think of California and the makeup of the voters. Meg Whitman is kind of in a vice right now, but she spent a fortune to try to become the next governor of that state. She talked about the ads. Take a listen.
I will take down any ads that could even be even remotely be construed as a personal attack, but I don't think we can take down the ads that talk about where Governor Brown stands on the issues. I just think it's not the right thing to do.
You see, here's the thing. If I lived in California, let's just say Meg Whitman has a big resume when it comes to business, but let's say there was something about her I didn't like. I didn't think she was the right person to be the governor of California. I sure would not vote for Jerry Brown. Because if you go back and you look at what he did back in the 70s when he was governor, he was lame then. Now you fast forward, this is an older, wiser Jerry Brown? I'm going to say no. With all the problems they have in that state and the financial problems, the IOUs, what's happening in the housing market there, scary times for a lot of Californians, particularly if you're in the middle class. I mean, there's almost no middle class in Southern California and in Northern California. All right, let's fast forward to a couple of other things. Bullying, the issue's been big in the news the last probably month or so, actually the last 2 years, but highlighted in the last couple of weeks because of what happened to the Rutgers student who was videotaped in a tryst with a man in his room. His roommate thought it would be so funny to put it over the web. Now his roommate is going to be charged with a couple of different things, has already been charged, and it's a question of, is there going to be a hate crime thing thrown in there? So the bullying issue, the discussions have become bigger and bigger and bigger. Here's what the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, had to say about bullying in students.
To every student who feels threatened or harassed for whatever reason, please know that you are not alone.
Please know that there are people who love you, and please know that caring adults all over the country will stand with you and do everything we can to protect you. We think in this country bullying should not exist. And we need to work, all of us together, as fast as we can to eliminate this issue.
You know what it reminds me of, though? I hate to say this. We think bullying should not exist, and we're going to get rid of bullying, pretty much. We're going to try to get rid of bullying. You're never going to get rid of bullying. And then that's like saying, remember, just say no to drugs? Just say no to drugs. Really? You see the drug trafficking in this country? I don't think so. I mean, bravo if you're trying to attack it in the worst ways, like the Rutgers thing. That's ridiculous. And then there's that thin line between what is bullying and what isn't, and what if we go too far over to the other side, which sounds ridiculous to say, but you understand where I'm going with this. It was like that discussion about whether or not you could play dodgeball and the fact that that so many schools have eliminated because they think it's wrong, or that with kids now, you know, because of the taunting, which almost to some gets construed as bullying, they do away with first, second, and third place. I mean, give me a break. Why do we have to have everybody get honorable mention or that was a good try? When I was a kid, I never wanted a good try. Great, good try. Woo, sweet. We're playing to win. We don't want a nation of sissies either. I don't want bullying where somebody gets to the point where they're suicidal. That's just wrong and sick. But you also don't want to go to the other extreme of that. So you have to be very careful, I think. How about what's happened in Indonesia? I mentioned this, the earthquake. Here's what the man at the State Department, P.J. Crowley, said.
We are watching carefully unfolding events regarding not only the earthquake yesterday that produced a tsunami this morning, but also volcano that has erupted at Mount Merapi. We are standing by to provide whatever assistance the government of Indonesia may require in the coming days.
Yeah, Mount Merapi, we were talking about this, how they were trying to get people in those villages out of there for fear of what would happen. This is scary stuff. There are lots of people missing, and there are a lot of people who consider themselves fortunate because they were able to get away from that tsunami and get to the higher ground. But 7.7 and 115 people later, they don't know that that's the official total now, but it could actually go a little bit higher than that. And then there's Janet Napolitano, and what she says is what we have to be diligent about as far as terror is concerned in this country, what we're looking for now.
We are operating under the premise that the individuals prepared to carry out terrorist acts are already in the country.
We knew that, didn't we? How many times have we had Jeff Atticott on this show? Probably a dozen in the last 2.5 years, talking about terrorism and how we keep missing the boat. Gee, sleeper cells, whether it's Hamas or Al-Qaeda related or homegrown related, people that are being rallied by looking at websites and feel like they need to help the Muslim people and the efforts to stamp out some of the behavior. It's crazy, like Jihad Jane I'm thinking of off the top of my head. So this is something obviously we're very aware of, and how many, it's like I asked Jeff Atticott that once about 6 months ago. I said, how many do you think? And you think at least 1,000? He said, oh, a lot more than that. Scary to think of, huh? All right, coming up on the flip side, a little sports for you.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're getting ready for the series to start in baseball. The Texas Rangers and the San Francisco Giants. The first pitch on that one, of course, is later on this evening, actually. And we'll see what kind of a World Series this shapes up to be. I think the Rangers win it. I'm going to make a prediction in six for what it's worth. But an interesting story broke today. During the American League Championship Series at Yankee Stadium, the wife of really the best pitcher in the series, Cliff Lee, who has a minuscule ERA, just incredible in the playoffs, she was, her name was Kristen Lee is her name. She was in the visiting family section at Yankee Stadium, and she was pretty much harassed by the New York fans. They taunted her. They threw cups of beer and spit from the section above where she was sitting. And it's interesting, but she said, when people are staring at you and saying horrible things, it's hard not to take it personally.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, boy, that's stupid of the fans, because if the fans, they saw how Cliff Lee pitched and the Yankees want Cliff Lee, do you think she's really going to want to move there when he weighs his options, particularly if the Rangers win the World Series? I'm thinking that's not a smart move, you idiot fans. What are you thinking doing that? And that's just wrong anyway. I mean, come on. There's one thing about trash talking and joking and all of that sort of stuff and that in-your-face deal, but You know what? This is, I mean, this is the behavior you see. I went to Yankee Stadium a ton when I worked at the station there. And luckily nobody treated me that way. But boy, I saw things in the stands from the press box that I couldn't believe. And is it the alcohol? You know, people talk about, oh, people are out of control. They get slammed with alcohol and then they do stupid, ridiculous things and they should cut off all alcohol at the stadiums, all stadiums. Well, first of all, that's never going to happen, the cut off the all alcohol thing, because you don't think the beer companies are making money, putting money in the pockets of the teams, the whole thing with the stadiums. I mean, forget about it. That's not a realistic thing. But it's just too bad that somebody had to take it that far. It's just stupid. And it's just idiots. That's all you can say. But it doesn't make her feel warm and fuzzy about moving to New York or getting an offer from the Yankees, I would say. Paul the Octopus is dead. Do you know who Paul the Octopus is? I bet you do. Paul the Octopus was the big-time picker. We're talking about World Cup predictions. And they say that the Octopus certainly was so gained so much fame with what he did with the World Cup. He was 2.5 years old. He seemed fine, they say, when they checked late on Monday night, but was found dead on Tuesday. It's normal for an octopus of his type to die at that age, and that he had died of natural causes is pretty much what they say. This octopus correctly predicted the outcome of all 7 of Germany's games, plus Spain's win over the Netherlands in the final. Just a fun little clever thing that they did during the World Cup. All right, let's move to the curse. It's, you know, you do radio stunts sometimes, especially when you're in sports radio. But I thought this one was kind of funny and was worth mentioning here on America Tonight. Does everybody know who LeBron James is? Just say yes. Oh, I hear collective yeses all over the country. Well, he was a former Cleveland basketball star, as you know, when he played for the Cavaliers. But he ditched the Cavs to play for the Heat. It didn't go so well. So a radio station in Cleveland, or a radio host, hired a witch doctor to try to send some bad mojo to LeBron James after he said bye-bye to the Cavs. And they did an actual hex ceremony before the Heat's season opener against Boston. The radio station says a witch doctor used bones, blood, and a James jersey to cast a curse on the 2-time MVP. So then the question becomes, how do you think he played after that? I think there's not going to be any problems with that curse, but I do think it was a pretty clever idea. Yeah, what do you think, Matt? You think that the Heat's going to have a big year with James there now?
I don't know. I mean, They were predicted to pretty much win almost every game. I know there was a bar down in Miami that was offering to pay everyone's tab the first night the Heat lost, which was tonight. So they lost out on that bet, but I don't know. I think the Heat will do all right, but the Eastern Conference is pretty strong. But I'm going to be honest with you, I don't care that much about the NBA whatsoever.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I used to like the NBA, but now it's all blow and show. That's what it's about. Let the superstars do whatever they want. They can mug everyone on the court. There's a lot of things I don't like about the NBA, and I agree with you.
And on a side note, it is definitely time for Dorothy to get in the shed and buckle down right here in Minneapolis. It is kind of crazy right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So
the tree outside
is
completely bent over.
What happened? What's it bent over?
The tree outside.
Oh, my. Let's hope if we go off the air, you know exactly what's happened, that the studio has crashed, and hopefully Matt's okay. I'll be calling his cell to make sure if that's the case. So it's live radio. As he said, bad, bad wind conditions in Minneapolis. That's why they grounded so many of the planes, because they were for fear on those runways. Wow. Bent over trees mean one thing. It's time to get away from wherever those bent over trees are. There's no doubt about it. Wow. How about Brett Favre with the injury? I'm going to mention this in honor of Matt. You know, he had the consecutive game streak going on, but the fractured ankle will probably do away with that. the Iron Man streak, because he's endured a lot of injuries. He has. You have to give him credit for that. But now with what's going on with this health, I just don't see how the stress fracture, there's no way he's going to be able to play. So his record would end at 291 consecutive games, and including 315, including the playoffs. But Brad Childress, the Vikings coach, said earlier in the week that the MRI on the foot revealed the stress fracture, and that he didn't think that he was going to get in there. And he said he understands his competitive nature, but he and the durability and all that stuff, but doesn't look like he is going to be able to play against New England on Sunday, because he'd have to have some kind of a miracle to heal that up fast enough. Be too risky. It doesn't make any sense. And really, Brett Favre shouldn't go in with that ankle injury, a turn the wrong way. If they're saying that, I'm gonna trust them, and I'm gonna think that, yeah, he doesn't want to play in that one, and he's not going to play in that. How about the Tennessee football coach? You know, we started with a controversial note about the Yankees and Cliff Lee's wife, Krista, what was happening to her. How about Derek Dooley? The coach on Monday compared his inexperienced team struggles to what was happening to the German forces during the Allies' invasion of Normandy during World War II. He spent a couple of minutes during his media appearance talking about the confusion caused by the surprise landing of the Americans at Omaha Beach on D-Day and the Germans' slow reaction in absence of their leader, of course, Rommel, who was the field man, the field general. He said, right now we're like the Germans in World War II. Here comes the boats. They're coming. You have the binoculars. It's like, oh, my God, the invasion is coming. I mean, I know what he was saying there, but you know how people are just so sensitive. So think about this. So Tennessee is 2-5, 0-4 in the Southeastern Conference. They've got a banged-up lineup because of injuries. And then, of course, they've had so much turnover in the coaching department. They've lost three straight games. And he did say this, though, to his credit, because he did get some headlines for this. He did say, I don't want the German people to get upset at me. I'm not attacking them. But that's what happened. You had one group. They weren't worried about what the plan was and the orders and all that. When the war hits, things change. You gotta go. So anyway, he did get a little flack. He did get a little flack for that. He didn't want to get anyone angry for specifically what he was using, but the comparisons drawn between sports and military battles or disasters, you know, when you do that, usually somebody is not gonna understand what you're trying to get at there. So, of all the analogies you could use, I could think of a couple of others that might fit the Tennessee Volunteers a little bit better than that one, okay? That's just all I'm saying. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy,
and it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And ask your legislator. And ask your congressman. And ask your president. Why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
You can sing the country song. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
All right, so we're hoping to catch up with Andrew Clavin, but in the meantime, there's a slew of things that we haven't even touched yet. I talked about the horrible weather all over the Midwest. Parts of the South are getting it. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. It's tornado, 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 tornado. You see it in all the local news. I'm sure many of you have been riveted by it. And you can't help it because somebody calls you and your cousin over in the next county said, we think we saw a twister and it might be coming your way. And then somebody captures it on a flip video or their cell phone and you just gasp when you see it. And, of course, people are freezing in some areas and you have 80-mile-an-hour winds. Don't even try to put up an umbrella if you have 80-mile-an-hour winds, because I don't care what the umbrella is. It is no way is it going to withstand that. Is that the worst thing that happens when you're walking down the street and that umbrella goes inside out? Oh, terrible. Trying to walk from the grocery store to your car, and it's almost like a little mini flood anyway, and then you're messing around with groceries, and you've got this umbrella that goes inside out. Yeah, forget it. That's when you get one of those really good rain ponchos, because at least it can bounce off of you a little bit. That's kind of the idea. It's supposed to bounce off of you. Because the umbrella thing, yeah, that's just not going to work. This time next week, we're going to be talking about the election and maybe some of the election results. I think there may be some that are way too close to call. A lot of people freaking out now, at least on the Republican side of things, because in Nevada, which so many eyes are on this one, right now Sharon Engel leads longtime Senator Harry Reid by at least 4 points. So now that's kind of come full circle. She's ahead at this point. Wow. She's ahead. We got some other things to talk about when it comes to giveaways or some free swag. If you get involved with Harry Reid, I'll explain in a second. But before we do that, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Did you hear that weather? Isn't that crazy? 80-mile-an-hour winds, no joke. That's insane.
And in some parts of Western Canada, like where your other Canadian friend calls from Saskatchewan, they're getting snow.
Wow.
And up here,
snow.
Like, yeah. And up around, and here, and like in northern New York, and you know, it's like 65, 70 degrees. I went out for lunch today and met, you know, and met Julie, and I was walking just in a windbreaker, no heavy coat, no nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, go figure.
Go figure.
Yeah. And well, we're talking. I met a couple of other friends, and you brought up the midterm elections. They're going to be following some southern states because. Yeah, the trade with Canada, you know, are they going to be like the, you know, time to circle the wagons? Are they going to close the doors type thing? So that's why, you know, I always mention that I'm following the New York State senatorial race. I'm following Connecticut just because of, you know, Linda McMahon, even though I don't think she has a prayer.
Not now, because Richard Blumenthal is really starting to pull away. But,
yeah.
You know, what happens when somebody goes to vote? If one-third of the country is undecided,
right.
Ooh, that's tough to call, I think, in some cases.
Right, and Sharon Engel, again, she said, you know, she's sort of like, she's not being anti-Canadian. She's sort of like saying, it's nice to trade with Canada, but don't trade as much. At least that's my understanding from, you know, the speeches I've heard that she's given, and one of Julie's friends has a satellite dish, and they were talking about what's going on, you know, and they get stations from Boston, the seats in Massachusetts are also getting down and dirty.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, next thing you know, who knows what they're going to say in Massachusetts, whether they're a Red Sox fan or not, who knows, you know. And I even spoke to our favorite rabbinical person.
And what did Stephen say?
Okay, some of his, some of his American friends are following midterm elections, but in their own states, like where they came from originally, whether it be New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and some of them, they want to know, what they're emailing their relatives, what's their stand on Israel, that type of thing. I'm thinking, and then Steve's asking, I know Uncle Sammy, oh, you care about, what's their trade with Canada and stuff like that. I said, you know me better than your father knows me. He goes, yeah, but that's besides the point. But,
there you go.
Yeah, some friends are going to be following it. And, he does have friends from California. And I didn't, I know Jerry is running for governor again. Under law, he's allowed to run again even though he served, dude?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can do that. You can step away and for however long of a period. That was the 70s, and so
right.
Here we are decades later,
okay.
And he can come back to the table, yes.
So that means if Arnold wants to, he could take
yeah,
off.
Yeah, but I don't see that. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You know what Arnold wants? He wants to be president, but he can't be right now.
No, I know. Under your law, he can't. And besides, I don't think a lot of people would vote for him.
Not now.
No.
Not now, I don't think.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think so either. And, of course, Steve and I, we talked about, besides the midterm elections, talked about Israel. And, of course, we also talked about, about his Cowboys. Because he's also a Cowboy fan.
Wow. How does he grows up in Canada, lives in Israel. How does he get the Cowboys as his team?
Because don't forget, we boarded, so that means we watched, a lot of NFL football.
Oh, there you go.
Right. So and he's also still an Alouette fan. Well, his first team is the Alouettes, and in baseball it's the Atlanta Braves. And I said, thank God for the Internet. He goes, yeah. So he was able to, so when he got up early this morning, he was able to watch the tail end of the game. He said, ouch. That's all he had to say about the game last night was, ouch.
Yeah, there you go. It was. It was an ouch game. There isn't much more to say about it. Tony Romo's out. The Cowboys are 1-5. They're not looking good.
Right. And by the way, my prediction, I know, sorry to hear about your Phillies. My prediction, Giants in 7.
Wow. My prediction is Rangers in 6. Sam, we'll see. Thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
Opposite sides of that. Let's slide on to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I'll make this quick. I heard a little something a couple of days ago. There's Peter DeFazio and our good friend from Iowa, I think it is, Mr. Tom Harkin, have come up with a bill that they're going to put through right after the election, lame duck session, and there's going to be a 1% charge on every financial transaction that you
I know.
You heard about that?
Yes, it's ridiculous. We talked about it in a previous show. Even Mark in New York called in. He was fuming about that.
I mean, whether you cash a check or you have direct deposit, they're going to dip their hands in our pockets. I think it's time for a revolution. Forget voting. Let's just take our guns and go get the suckers. Anyway,
I hope that doesn't happen. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's hypothetical.
I hope the 1% thing doesn't happen. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. I mean, they're trying to get us coming and going.
I know.
Squeezed from all ends. What do you want from people? What do you want them to? How much are they supposed to give? This is insane. I mean, I wonder why charities are having such a hard time. Nobody has any money to give to charities anymore. Thanks, Dan. And it's true. That's what they're talking about. Any transaction, the financial transaction. So anything you do at your bank. Like you take your checks and you deposit your checks, you write checks, you know, the checks go through. And so imagine a business too, how many transactions they have. Just insane. All right, this is crazy too. There was a guy named John Fund who wrote, and we're trying to have him on, he wrote a book called Stealing Elections, How Voter Fraud Threatens Our Democracy. And he went through a couple of different things. He talked specifically about South Dakota and what happened in 2004, saying that there were people were walking around that were telling other people, if you go and vote, we'll give you gas money, like $10 or whatever, and even a pack of cigarettes. Now in Las Vegas, the phones are blowing up at the election hotline that some teachers union reps are offering Starbucks cards to people who get them to vote for Harry Reid. So, you know, who knows how much truth there is into it or not, but those messages are being left. I mean, is it possible that we're seeing this? I mean, do you think of Acorn? Do you think we've never seen this before? Remember, in 2008, there were those two workers in Milwaukee who were accused of offering prepaid gasoline cards or restaurant gift cards to people in exchange for registration. That was what that was about. So it gets even deeper than that. It was a couple of days ago, the Democratic Secretary of State announced that voters would get free food at voter turnout events, okay? Well, you know, there I think you're probably safe. But the free food and now talking about teachers' unions offering gift cards in return again for a vote for Reid, of course you would have to prove that to be able to nail this shut, right? And like everywhere else, I mean, clearly it would be illegal if you were able to say that the dirty tricks are beyond the dirty tricks. There's a law in Nevada, it's NRS 293-700, that says a person who bribes, offers to bribe, or use and other corrupt means, directly or indirectly, to influence any elector in giving his or her vote to deter the elector. Sounds nonsensical, doesn't it? From giving it, it's guilty of a Category D felony and shall be punished as provided in this Nevada law. It would be, like I said, it'd be pretty tough to prove and then to trace it all the way back. But it does make you wonder. There are some kind of crazy things certainly happening all over the place. We can count around the bend.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Sad news first. Sometimes we like to keep We Can Count pretty light, but you need to know what's going on in Indonesia. About 112 people are dead. The good news is it could have been much worse. More than 500 people are missing, and we're talking 7.7, baby. That's the biggest fear of the people in California anywhere, either in the north by San Francisco or in the south by Los Angeles. So you got relief organizations who are in massive search mode. And this earthquake struck off Sumatra and it triggered a tsunami, and that's what happened. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, that can be so busy, especially this time of year, said the quake generated a significant tsunami, and so many of the missing people who aren't accounted for were running for higher ground. Because that's what you do. I mean, that's what you do. What are you going to do? You're just running to try to get to the highest point that you can get to. And some of them, unfortunately, were swallowed by a giant wave, about 20 feet high, it was reported. 20 feet high. Whew. Had a village with a population of about 200 people swept away. Only 40 people recovered. 9 Australians that were on a tourist boat had been feared missing were actually, this is a silver lining, confirmed to be safe and sound. That's the good news, because immediately there was massive panic over that. You know, it's a weird thing. It's the timing deal with tsunamis or earthquakes. Of course it is, because you can't predict always, and there's not a lot of time. There's not a great way to predict that from happening, and you know that the tsunami can follow. Sometimes there'll be reports of divers who are behind the tsunami, and they're fine. So they can that's all going on above them, and they have no idea. They know something's going on. They feel it in the water, but they're far enough away from all of that that they don't they're not hit by it. And then when they, of course, come up, they see when they go to shore what's actually gone on. So the number of dead people and injured are kind of iffy now, because you've got information just trickling in from those remote villages. You have a country that's made up of islands, and which island is the hardest hit? One of the islands that's pretty popular for surfing, they think, might have got slammed the worst, and there could be some Americans and other Westerners and stuff that the other people, rather, that were out there. So this is, once again, I mean, here we see an earthquake and the devastation, and then what happens afterwards, and you had tremors, and 7.7 is pretty tough. A 7.7 would be devastating in California. I mean, absolutely devastating. There was a company, a surf travel company, that said they had 32 clients in the area of where it hit, and they described the wave as that 10 feet I said, and how it washed through a bay where two boats with clients on board were docked. One boat hit the other one. That caught on fire. The guests jumped overboard. 9 guests, 5 crew members washed into the jungle, and it took them about an hour to make their way to safety. That's the amazing thing, though, that they were safe. They had, you know, minor scratches, and some of them, I guess, had smoke inhalation, but that's it. So they got picked up by another boat. That's the odd thing. It's just the timing and where you are and all that sort of stuff. So certainly our hearts go out to those people who are dealing with the loss of life and trying to find people and all that uncertainty that goes with it. This scares me to death when I hear these stories. I read a story today about a dog who was x-rayed, and it showed that he had 31 nails in his stomach, inside his stomach. So he swallowed the nails. Anybody out there listening to me, you have a pet, you have a dog, and you just don't know, like my dog's that way. And the dog that swallowed all the nails was a basset hound, and apparently seemed like it had some kind of a stomach ache. And what it turned out to be was, okay, like a shark, and let's open her up. And when we open her up, guess what the pooch has? Of course, nails, a rabies tag, some house siding. That's kind of like my dog Mahalo. He eats anything and everything. He's in good shape, but I always say, like, it's, we don't know. He's like a, when he's walking, it's like a minefield. You don't know what he might possibly get to fast, and then you have no time to get it away from him. And a basset hound, you think of those basset hounds with those big droopy ears and those little bodies, and wow, 31 nails, pretty wild, I think pretty frightening stuff. I just thought that was a crazy story that some of you could relate to. All right. Also, as we continue here on We Can Count, on to some other things I think that you'll find of interest is what is going on with these nooks now and the bigger, badder color that they're unveiling. It's just more ways to charge you, I think. I don't even have a nook yet. I don't have any people listening who have a nook. Some people swear by them. But they've got now, Barnes & Noble has a color nook with a touch screen. And they're saying that this new version is going to sell for $249. They're going to start shipping on November 19th. They do that whole pre-order thing. They've got nooks now, but the new one, the current one they have, has a 3G network connection. So the new one won't have that. It will only be able to get online through Wi-Fi. Ooh, I don't know if that'd be worth it. Because actually the ones they currently have, since you can get it you could get it basically anywhere. It's also cheaper. It's not $249, but the color is pretty amazing. I mean, if you know, you think black and white and what the ink looks like and the whole backlight thing, because if you're going to read it and you're somewhere where there's low lighting and all that other sort of stuff, I guess that would play into it. So it'd be much easier to peruse whatever, you know, whatever was up there, and instead of trying to strain those eyes. However, I've seen the original Nook, and I think it's pretty good if you're going to go that way. I still am old school about the book thing, though. I mean, I get it. I get the Nook, and I'm sure I'm going to have to jump in that direction. But and the fact that you can download all those books, you're sitting somewhere, and you can just be wherever and download for nothing, for however many dollars it costs, $3, $2, $5, and maybe there's more expensive stuff. But that's pretty, I mean, that's pretty convenient, right? So it's the convenience thing that eventually wins out if you're old school. You just finally give up and say, yeah, I've been dragging these big books along. This is a good one for you. About 7,000 festival goers set a Guinness World Record. You know what they did? They logged onto Facebook. Yeah, they succeeded in racking up about 7,000 tags on a panoramic crowd photo that captured about 70,000 people. And Guinness confirmed it, that at the Glastonbury Festival, they hold the record. Multiple high-res photos snapped from the pyramid stage, this happened back in June, were stitched together, and it created one giant photograph. Then they were able to zoom in close enough to identify people in the crowd and tag themselves and their friends. You know, tagging is the way you identify someone in a photo posted online, and usually they use it on Facebook. And the Glastonbury Festival is pretty well known. It's a very, very popular event in England, and it attracts some of the best music groups. And this year it was headlined by Gorilla, and also Stevie Wonder made a surprise appearance, too, I guess, at the festival. Gorilla. I never heard of Gorilla. Oh, man. That's when you know you're getting old, when you thought you kept up with music and you have no idea. I'm sort of thinking that it's Gorillaz, but I could be wrong about that. I've heard of Gorillaz, but not Gorilla singular. And this is the last we can count. I think you'll find this interesting, and it's about McDonald's. Do you ever go to the Golden Arches anymore? You know, I have to confess, I try to stay away from fast food, even though I think if I have a burning desire for something, it's like the Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I like those sandwiches. Anyway, McDonald's, here's what the deal is on McDonald's. Now they are saying at McDonald's, because they're offering more fresh fruits and vegetables and all that sort of stuff, they're trying to put every calorie they can, all the nutrients, all that sort of stuff, on all of the food, so that when you go in, just like other fast food places, and they already do this, you're going to be able to know what every single calorie is, where it goes, who it's attached to. You're going to go fast food if you just want to plow through it. I don't want to know the calories. Do you?